Good morning, everyone. Well, a rough end to the week, month and quarter for US markets on Friday. In fact, we had the US market falling for an eighth time in 9 days, hitting a near 2-year low in the process as well, and taking the declines for the month of September to 9.3%. That compares to our market, which also struggled, dropping back by more than 7%. But we'll have an update on this in the next day or so, giving us a look back at September, what the drivers were, how the Aussie market compared to its peers around the world, and what the best and worst performers were locally as well. But firstly, the US market shed around 500 points or 1.7% for the Dow just on Friday. The broader S&P 500 and the tech-heavy NASDAQ both fell back by around 1.5%. There were updates on inflation on Friday in the US and then also in Europe as well. Now, of the two, the US read was more important and received more attention. This is the PCE deflator, which is basically the favored read on inflation by the Federal Reserve because it's broader than the inflation read that's out monthly and receives more attention by from the media. But this was basically hotter than expected. It showed that core prices rose by 4.9% over the year to August. 4.7% was what the market was expecting. So this just means more rate hikes ahead. Nothing's changed there. In Europe, we had the Eurozone inflation read. This is a flash estimate, which basically gives us a bit of a timely indicator of what inflation might look like in September. So this actually came in worse than expected at 10%. So double-digit inflation now. The market was expecting 9.7%. Now, if we look at treasuries and bonds in general in the US, we had treasuries actually falling, yields improving or increasing rather. The 10 years actually rose 8 points to near 3.83%, and the 2 years rose 10 basis points to 4.27%. So both are still above 12-year highs at the moment. The European markets actually did reasonably well, but of course didn't do so well over the month. But we had the Stock 600 lifting 1.3% on Friday, led by Germany, France and Italy. They all rose by at least one. As far as the stocks that moved the needle on Friday is concerned, we had all 30 companies on the Dow Jones falling back, and 421 stocks of the S&P 500 were lower as well. Over 50 stocks hit the 52-week lows or worse on Friday as well, including companies like eBay, Colgate Palmolive, Ralph Lauren, Kimberly-Clark, Verizon and AT&T, but also Nike, which was the worst performer on the Dow. It fell by 12.8% on Friday. Now, this was after handing down its results. Sales actually improved, but it said that it's got way too much inventory on its books, about $10 billion, in fact, 44% above what it held a year earlier. Cruise liner Carnival was the worst on the S&P 500, dropping 23%. This is after handing down its results, and basically it was hit by higher fuel cost and inflation more broadly. But of course, with an economic slowdown over the next year, that's a type of thing that makes travel perhaps a bit more difficult for many. So its peers, Royal Caribbean and Carnival, and Norwegian rather, were also down by at least 10. We heard from Tesla over the past day with a quarterly update. It's delivered 343,000 vehicles over the past quarter. That's about 20,000 shy of what the market was expecting. It built 365,000 vehicles over the past 3 months as well. Most of those, 95% in fact, were the Model 3 or Model Y vehicles, and the more expensive X and S models came in obviously a bit less than that, at just 20,000 vehicles being produced. So production levels have largely come back to normal. This is after taking a really big hit in July because of lockdowns in Shanghai. Now, today our market is set for a slightly better start as far as what futures are pointing to, but only a gain of 5 points. That's a lift of 0.08%. So it wouldn't be surprising if this is a pretty quiet session for our market, considering that we've got a number of state holidays across the country today. It's also Golden Week in China, which means that the Chinese markets will be shut from Monday through to Friday. Daylight saving, of course, kicked in some states and territories over the weekend, and this means that the US markets will now be shutting an hour later than usual for some states, so 7 a.m. rather than 6 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Also, tomorrow we've got the Reserve Bank expected to raise interest rates for a sixth consecutive month, but there's this bit of a split between the market's expectations of a quarter of a percent lift or half a percent, so it wouldn't be surprising again if markets are maybe a little jittery ahead of that decision and ahead of the outlook from the RBA. RBA as well. Commodity prices were mixed on Friday. We had gold prices edging higher by a fifth of 1%. We had some commodity prices in that industrials metal space also doing well, copper, lead, zinc and tin in particular. But there were declines from nickel, which fell 5.5%, aluminium, which fell 1.5%, iron ore, which fell by a tenth of a percent to 98 per tonne, and then oil prices, which fell back about 2 to $79 per barrel. So we'll have to wait and see how our major mining and energy stocks do. The Aussie dollar finally is sitting at around that 64.1 US cent mark. Have a great week, everyone, and we'll do this again soon.